Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the TR90 Body Burn 30 support call. This call happens Monday through Friday at this time, which for me is 6:40 Pacific Time, 7:40 Mountain Time, 8:40 Central Time, and 9:40 Eastern Time. Thrilled to have you along with us. If you ever miss these calls, you can pick them up on an application called Sound, S-O-U-N-D, Cloud, C-L-O-U-D, putting in Frank, F-R-A-N-K, Lomas, L-O-M-A-S, and TR90, or Frank Lomas and Solutions, the digit for anti-aging, all pushed together as one word. And if you're listening to this podcast and you wish to catch us live, if you dial into 712-775-8972, and when it prompts for that conference code, put in 910022. You can join us live, and we would be delighted to have you along with us. For those of you that do not know who I am Susan Mann out of Portland, Oregon, welcoming you to the call. I come to you with a background in education because I'm an elementary ed teacher by trade, and I do a lot of substitute teaching these days and have done for a number of years. But I've had a huge interest in health, nutrition, and exercise dating back, more than four decades, because I had grandparents that were not in the best of health, and I wanted to make sure I didn't travel down some of the health challenging roads that they did as they got on in their later years. With that being said, with diabetes and heart disease in my family history, I really did not want those two particular things to really come back and cause me troubles as I got older. So with that being said, I'm going to go over the TR90 program, and I'm going to be sharing some information on out of a book that I've been sharing with you so far that actually helps supplement that TR90 program with some information. So that TR90 program, when you're first starting out, that is your one lean meal a day. It's two shakes a day, three snacks a day, 30 grams of protein at least three of those meals. Taking your supplements 15 to 20 minutes before a meal is best. If you're not able to do that, my personal experience has been, and that was about 40% of the time, I had to take them with my meals because, as I said, substitute teacher, you never know what's going to happen. If you're flying out the door to run sub, or if you are dealing with problems at lunchtime and have to delay your lunch. So do take your supplements, even if you end up having to take them with the meals. 7+ servings of fruits and vegetables every single day. Those fruits and vegetables will give you your macronutrients. Those are your proteins, your carbs, your fats, your sugars, what I like to call the big parts. Your fruits and vegetables will also give you your micronutrients, which are your vitamins and minerals. And those many times are working in synergy, and so it's really important to get the whole fruit or vegetable and not just part of it. And the last thing that fresh fruits and vegetables will get you is fiber. Closer you get those fruits and vegetables to the source, the better fiber you get. Fiber helps with satiety or that feeling of fullness. And the other thing that fiber helps with is for good digestive health. So for good digestive health, guys need about 45 grams of fiber daily. Ladies, we need about 32 grams of fiber. That helps clear out the colon. It does wonderful things, and that's why it's really important. And the more I learn, the more I find out that that's the case. 30 minutes of moderate to heavy exercise at least 5 days a week, and that exercise will help keep your body moving, help keep your digestive system moving. Any exercise you desire that gets you up and moving is what's best. And 150 minutes a week kind of is your bottom baseline. But if you're doing HIIT training, you might be able to cut it back a little bit. You can always add more, but definitely don't go down. And if you're getting all that exercise and you're sweating profusely, you can lose up to a quart of body moisture in an hour. So you want to make sure you're staying well hydrated. And for that, 1 ounce of water for every 2 pounds you weigh is your baseline to start with there. So if, for instance, you weigh 100 pounds, you start out at 50 ounces of water, and then you bump it up from there depending on how hard you're exercising or how humid it is to make sure you're staying adequately hydrated. Many times dehydration sets in and it makes your body think that it's hungry when it's really thirsty. So that is something else to keep in mind. excuse me. Well, I'm not sure where that's coming from. The last thing that I highly recommend is 7 to 9 hours of good quality sleep a night. And the more studies I've done over the last 14 years for these TR90 calls really says that 7 to 9 hour is the sweet spot. Too much, it's not good. Too little, it's not good. And everybody's a little bit different. That's why I kind of give you a range between 7 and 9, because that really is the sweet spot. Your body does a whole series of system resets while you're sleeping. It clears out toxins. It stores memories. Oh, goodness. It does a multitude of things. It prepares muscles and goodness. Excuse me. It clears out, repairs those muscles and tissues while you're sleeping. So it really does a wealth of really important things while you're sleeping. Goodness. So today's information is coming from a book that's called Eat to Live by Joel Fuhrman. And I've been sharing bits and pieces of it with you for the last, probably most of the month. And as I said, most of what he espouses in this particular book actually dovetails right in with the TR90 program. And so, hence, it's part of the reason why I keep coming back to sharing additional information, because we want to make sure that, you know, you make this lifestyle change and it's a good lifestyle for you. So yesterday, I went over beans and legumes and fresh fruit. Today we're getting into starchy vegetables and nuts and seeds, and I believe there's one more little itty bit here, herbs and spices and condiments. And then we'll actually go over what his 6-week plan is. So starchy vegetables and whole grains, these two food categories are grouped together because they are because either can be the culprit for those who are having difficulty losing weight. While wholesome high carbohydrate foods are a valuable addition to a disease prevention diet, and he's really into disease prevention, they are more calorically dense than the non-starchy vegetables. Therefore, cooked high-starch vegetables and whole grains should be limited to one serving daily on the 6-week plan. Diabetics, those who want to lose weight more rapidly, and those who have difficulty losing weight, no matter what they do, may want to restrict these foods altogether, at least until they arrive at their target weight. Eating lots of greens and makes it difficult to overconsume high starch vegetables. You just won't have room for that much. That's that fiber speaking, by the way. Examples of starchy vegetables include corn, sweet potatoes, white potatoes, butternut squash, acorn squash, winter squash, chestnuts, parsnips, rutabagas, turnips, water chestnuts, yams, and pumpkins. Grains include barley, buckwheat, which is also known as kasha, millet, oats, quinoa, brown rice, and wild rice. On some days, you may choose to have a cup of oatmeal or other whole grain at breakfast, and on others, save your serving of starch for dinner. One final note, soaking whole grains such as brown rice, buckwheat, and quinoa for a day before cooking them increases their nutritional value. Certain phytonutrients and vitamins are activated as the grain starts to germinate. These include powerful chemoprotective phenols that inhibit the growth of abnormal cells. A 24-hour soak reduces the early stage of germination, early stage of germination, but you will not see the sprouts. Soaking a day ahead also shortens the cooking time. Nuts and seeds contain 150 to 200 calories per ounce. Eating a small amount, 1 ounce or less each day, however, has valuable nutrients and healthy unprocessed fats. Nuts and seeds are ideal in salad dressings, particularly when blended with fruits and spices or vegetable juice. Think tomato, celery, carrot. Always eat nuts and seeds raw because the roasting process alters their beneficial fats. Commercially packaged nuts and seeds are often cooked in hydrogenated oils, adding trans fats and sodium to your diet. So these are absolutely off the list. If you find that you tire of eating nuts and seeds raw, try lightly toasting them at home. This process does not deplete their nutritional beneficial properties, and adds some variety for pleasure. Among the raw nuts and seeds you can add to your diet are almonds, cashews, walnuts, black walnuts, pecans, filberts, otherwise known as hazelnuts, hickory nuts, macadamias, pignolias, otherwise known as pine nuts, pistachios, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, chia seeds, and flax seeds. And now we're going to drop into the spices, herbs, and condiments. Oh, heavens. Use all spices and herbs except for salt. When using condiments, a little mustard is okay, but pickled foods contain too much salt and should be avoided. If you love to use ketchup or tomato sauce, you may find a lower-calorie unsweetened ketchup at the health food store, and tomato sauce made with no oil. Better yet, make your own tomato sauce with onion and garlic with no oil or salt. And on the ketchup, I find that if you've got Trader Joe's in your area, they have a nice organic ketchup that looks to be pretty good, and some of the natural grocery stores have some nice quality ketchups as well. If that's something that you're looking for, that's going to be lower in sugar and salt. So his 6 week eat to live plan is unlimited. Eat as much as you want, all raw vegetables. The goal being 1 pound a day. Excuse me. Cooked greens and non-greens, nutrient-rich vegetables. Your goal there is another pound daily. Non-green, nutrient-rich vegetables are eggplants, mushrooms, peppers, onions, tomatoes, carrots, and cauliflower. Beans and legumes, bean sprouts, and tofu. Your goal is up to 1 cup daily. Fresh fruits and vegetables, at least 4 daily. In your limited section, cooked starchy vegetables or whole grains, which includes your butternut or acorn squash, corn, white potatoes, rice, sweet potatoes, bread, cereal, not more than 1 serving or 1 cup per day on the cereal. Raw nuts and seeds, 1 ounce max per day. Avocado, 2 ounces max per day. Dried fruit, 2 tablespoons max per day. Ground flax seeds, 1 tablespoon max per day. And it's best that you grind your flax seeds as you need them. That actually keeps them more stable. And keep them in the refrigerator as well, before and after grinding. Off limits, dairy products, animal products, between meal snacks, fruit juice, and oils. So that's his program in a nutshell. We'll probably dive a little bit more into it, the 10 easy tips for living with the 6 week program tomorrow. At the top of the hour, if you scoot over to Facebook, One Team Global Live, one of our leaders will be sharing some information on how to build a new skin business. This is Susan Mann for February 22nd, 2024, signing out. I welcome any thoughts or comments you may have. You can, as soon as I get us off of mute, you can definitely share those. And if you're shy and don't want to speak up, you can always send me a text to 503 502-4863. Just let me know you're part of that TR90 group, and I'll try to get you out of the spam folder so that I don't lose you all together. With that, this is Susan Mann signing out. I hope you have a great day, and I look forward to seeing you here tomorrow. So there we have it, my friends. Why getting those fruits and vegetables are so important. And if there's no other thoughts or comments, I'm going to let everybody go. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow.